is the playoff MVP by NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, who then proceeded to hand the Stanley Cup to Blues captain Alex Pietrangelo. The Blues regular and postseason lasted an NHL record-tying 108 games, and Binnington became the first ever rookie goalie in NHL history to record 16 wins in a single postseason. The Cardinals are back at the 500 mark after being shut out last night in Miami. Marlins rookie Jordan Yamamoto made his MLB debut and pitched 7 shutout innings, and then he allowed all 3 Cardinal hits of the games. Today, the Cardinals placed relief pitcher Ryan Helsley on the injured reserve list and recalled left-hander Genesis Cabrera from AAA Memphis. The Cardinals began a 4-game series in New York tonight against the Mets, with Jack Flaherty on the mound against Mets right-hander Jacob DeGrom. News, weather, and sports in this 3 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Appliance Discounters. They've opened up a new location in Maplewood featuring the art of appliances by Appliance Discounters. Grand opening celebration announced very soon. You just have to see the spectacular new showroom of creative and colorful appliances. They have the lowest prices, the best service, and the best selection of any appliance retailer in the St. Louis or Illinois area. Appliance Discounters also services what they sell, and they have free installation packages. Why would you pay for installation when you can get it for free at Appliance Discounters? Come by any of their 7 showrooms today for a huge savings on the full line of Bosch appliances with free installation specials on select models, or just check out their website, theappliancediscounters.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has 4 convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit joebacardis.com.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Hey Blues fans, it's Jay Boyd with Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Just wanted to send a big congrats out to the St. Louis Blues for that unbelievable Stanley Cup victory. Thanks for coming to watch with us all season long. Keep it locked to 590 The Fan, and let's go Blues.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Set your alarm this Sunday and join Westport Social for brunch, starting at 10 a.m. Day drinking is on the menu, as well as this thing called a brunch burger that comes with bacon and cheddar cheese on a glazed donut. Or try the Wake and Bake pizza with sausage, bacon, cheese, maple syrup, and a quail egg. As always, the games are free to play, so test out your morning skills on ping pong, shuffleboard, hoops, and more. Get more information online at westportsocial-stl.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. this rover.
Quitting time.
Quitting time. Thank God it's Friday.
Thursday.
Same thing. See you Monday.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Like Gloria.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I just walked in. I hadn't had a chance to really talk to anybody, and I know this is going to make me sound kind of out of the loop. What time is the game tonight, the Blues game? Is it seven?
Yeah.
Because I got the DVR set, and just in case I'm late getting home or something, I can't wait.
I'll tell you, $100, I'll give you the Bruins and 2.5 goals.
Now, I don't know much about that sport. Let me think about
it. It's a good bet, Frank. Take it. I wouldn't do you wrong.
There's nothing that we can say here that hasn't already been said about last night, except my quick observations from, now these are coming from me, a guy who doesn't know anything about how this sport works. But here's my observation last night, and I was just talking to Matt, who's standing here next to me, and he heard me, expressing what I'm about to say to you, and he goes, "Oh, that's just the way those fans are." Those Bruins losers, those fans. I always thought that professional sports were supposed to set an example for young kids. When they came out in the very beginning, first of all, it was impressive, like the Super Bowl, all the lights and flashes, and then they introduced the Blues and they booed them. They booed the Blues, and I just thought, what a bunch of a-holes. Then, when they won, instead of being happy for them in good sports, okay, you won, you beat them. Boo!
They booed.
Yeah, what in the world is that? And I said, I don't remember seeing that at the Super Bowl when, one team wins and the fans of the other one boo them, try to boo them off the field. Am I missing something here?
East Coast people
are rude.
Completely different than the west of this country and anybody in Canada. They're from Philadelphia. I've been to all these cities: Philadelphia, Boston, New York. They're all just inherently rude people. Period. Yeah. They take a pride in their rudeness.
Do you think that St. Louis fans would have done flip it if it had been? Would they have done? They have booed the Bruins even before the game started?
A couple might have, but nowhere near the majority that you heard last night.
That was unbelievable to me. I could not even believe what I was looking at. And I thought, then I really wanted us to win. I thought, well, you bunch of D-bags. Because that to me was just uncalled for. Look, at the beginning, before the game even starts, how about just a big round for everybody who made it to this far? But no. Boo! It was unbelievable. And I think, quite frankly, it's probably good, because if I were a Blues player, that would fire me up. I'd go, okay, you know what? You want to boo me? Watch what's going to happen.
It does fire them up.
Watch what's going to happen to you.
The players, like the Blues, when they're playing out of town, a team that goes in and they're playing out of town, they want that stadium to be quiet, because that means that they're winning. And when that stadium is not going crazy,
well, it got pretty quiet pretty quick.
They're doing their job. Yeah,
tell you that. 2 points in the first period, and my daughter-in-law was over, and she was watching it with us. She's not blonde either, and she said, "How many quarters are there in the hockey game?" And I thought, well, I am not the dumbest person about hockey. Somebody else knows even less. I said, well, they're not quarters. I made myself sound like a big hockey expert. Well, they're not quarters, they're periods, and there are three, and they're 20 minutes apiece. And then she thought, wow, you know a lot about hockey. And I'm thinking, no, I don't know anything about it. That's about all I know is right there. What a big deal this is. And I'm saying that as somebody who has never really gotten that really fired up about any sport, because it's just the way I grew up and I am, and I didn't play sports and I don't know a lot about it. But this is a different deal. This is not just about we won a game, or this is just, and I think on one hand, people like me almost don't even deserve to enjoy this ride. But on the other hand, I think good for everybody in St. Louis, because the numbers of people that you're looking at who are celebrating, many of those people didn't watch all the hockey games. They were like me. They jumped in here and jumped in and said, okay, I'm rooting for you too.
Right.
And I think from that standpoint, and by the way, unless I missed it, did we turn over any cars? Did we burn any buildings?
No, I don't think
no,
there was any
rioting.
No, there were no arrests reported.
Of course,
like
we didn't.
We're actually, and we've never done that during the World Series wins with the Cardinals.
Because we're civil. And I'm going to say what Tim said about East. I'm sorry for those of you who are listening who are from the East Coast. I made one visit to the East Coast. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. It's the weirdest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. Massachusetts people. Uh-oh. Hang on. Somebody's at my door at home.
Oh, man.
And let me see who it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's my front door at home. Somebody will get it.
Somebody robbing you?
Nah, not with my system. They're not. They'll regret it. But the one time I was there, my daughter was a camp counselor for a summer camp up at Cape Cod or somewhere.
Ooh,
so we went to visit her while she was a camp counselor. That's the first time I've ever been. And from the minute I got there, I thought, well, these people talk a little bit differently. And then I started to meet a couple of them, and I thought, and they're rude, and they're just weird. And I was glad to leave. Sorry. I'm sorry, East Coast people, but you need to know that's kind of how you come off. Just like a lot of the Southern California people come off as complete nuts and fruits and lunatics. So you just need to know that. In the way that a lot of Texas people come off as, you know, braggarts and they're real proud to be in Texas. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess every part of the, except the Midwest. The Midwest, nobody, what are they going to say about us? That, what? Nothing. With Midwest, we're just kind of,
people
easy.
Drive down the fast lane with their blinker on.
Yeah, they do that everywhere.
Yeah.
They do that everywhere.
Well,
so
I think one of the things that's important to discuss as everybody absorbs this the day after is that this wasn't just, you know, a team from the Midwest winning a championship in a sport. You know, the Royals have won World Series. We've won World Series. You know, we won a Super Bowl. You know, Minnesota's won stuff. You know, there's a lot of cities in the Midwest have done things. But when you look at the overall scope of what happened here, and we all talk about Hollywood couldn't even write that script. I mean, for a team to be in last place and a goalie that nobody ever heard of, almost past the midway point of the season.
With an interim coach.
Oh, right, yeah. To all of a sudden just flip the switch and just completely turn it upside down and become these unbeatable beasts. Not go on a little run. I mean, they went on an 11-game winning streak back in February, but not to go on a little run, but to go on just this massive turnaround with a rookie goalie, with an interim coach, when they were in last place. They're the first team in any sport ever, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, or the NHL, they're the first team ever to be in last place a quarter of the way through the season or more and even get to the championship game, much less win it.
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I get it.
All the years that all these sports have been played, you know, the history of the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL combined probably equates to about 400 years, or at least in the mid-300s.
You know what my wife called it? Miracle on Ice 2. I thought that was pretty good.
Pretty much.
Pretty good.
I mean, you've seen something that has never happened before, ever, in any sport. And that's what makes it the more special. And it also makes it so special
because
it's the first
time. And we can't see it again, because never again will we be able to say, we never won the Stanley Cup. We can't say that.
I equate it to the first time you're ever with a girl. You know, it's the first time for a lot of people in this city to experience that with this team. I couldn't help. I read the obituaries every day just because I'm demented. And I couldn't help but think, I wonder how many of these people were Blues fans and didn't get to see this last night.
Hold on. How do you know they didn't get to see it?
Well, I don't
Depending
know.
On your religious beliefs, maybe they did see it.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
Right.
I don't know what happens after we leave here. But a lot of people believe the people in the hereafter kind of know what's going on here.
A lot of friends of mine on Twitter and Facebook, you know, I even thought about this myself, talked about how their dad would have really liked to have seen this, or an uncle or a family member would have know that they're disappointed that somebody close didn't get to see
this. Well, the hardcore Blues people can die happy now, mm-hmm. You know, they can. And I used up, unfortunately, my joke that is perfect for today, and I burned it. About 2 months ago. Not the sausage joke. About 6 weeks ago, and it's the joke about the guy who dies and he goes to hell. He's from St. Louis. You remember the joke?
Yeah, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't, he goes to hell, And he's the only person in hell that doesn't seem to be too uncomfortable in hell. And Satan walks over to him and goes, hot enough for you? And the guy goes, well, actually, it's not that bad. He said, I'm from St. Louis, and St. Louis humidity and heat, this is not that big a deal. And Satan says, oh, really? So Satan cranks the thermostat up about 20 more degrees, and the guy still doesn't bother him. And he cranks it up again, and that's as hot as he can get it. And the guy is now from St. Louis in the summer, July, August. So Satan just completely dials it the other direction, and hell freezes over. And the St. Louis guy goes, the Blues won the Stanley Cup! The Blues won the Stanley Cup! So, and that's it's a perfect joke for today. So there it is as a bonus joke. Now this town's not going to come down for a while. We got Saturday, we got the parade.
No, they were riding on this all summer.
Yeah,
you know,
and they should stretch it out because anything that's positive and big and we should stretch it because what
Absolutely.
We tend to keep going on and on and on about are the Michael Brown type things that never mm-hmm. seem to die. So let's just keep this going.
And here's what makes hockey a unique sport in terms of how they're going to stretch this out for the entire offseason. Is that the NHL sort of has an unwritten rule that each player on the team gets to take the cup personally to either their hometown or wherever they want, and they get a period of time with the cups. It might be like 3 days, might be one day. It depends on where in the world it is that they want to take it. But that's going to be the storyline. I mean, there's you know, with the scratch players, there's probably about 25 different players on this team that'll have the cup in their possession, and every time they're going to go to their hometown, or they're going to go to their country, or they're going to go wherever, and there's going to be a story about what that Blues player is doing with the cup time with it.
They get it for like 2 weeks each?
Not 2 weeks. No, that's way too long. They can never do that in time. It has to be done in the off season. It's probably
a couple days.
Between 1 and 3 days, okay. Usually is what it is. I had to look it up. I actually don't know that answer, but I know it's not long. But, you know, it has to be planned and prepped out in advance. You know, you got Blues players from, you know, Sweden,
right?
And you got Blues players from Russia,
right?
And Canada,
right?
And all over the United States.
Cup gets around,
yeah, big time, big time. Player from Finland.
Now, if you take it over to your buddies in Russia, does it get its own seat on the plane? You're not gonna put it in the cargo hold. What do you do with that?
No, I've actually seen the Stanley Cup at an arena where I used to work for a minor league team, and they carry. It's like Dan was talking about the other day. They have it's just like the NHL equipment cases. They have these huge metal cases that are foam padded on the inside. It travels with luggage. It doesn't get a seat,
but it's not gonna get banged around because it's
very well protected.
It's in a protective case.
Yeah, I mean, and they, you know, they have somebody that goes there when the plane lands and makes sure the luggage doesn't get lost. I mean, it's well secured. You know, the NHL works that out with airlines.
And by the way, even if it weren't, what idiot would steal it? What are you gonna do with it?
Right.
Hey, want to buy the Stanley
Cup? Not like you
can hide
it.
Or you're the guy that stole it.
See, the players have to like literally put in an itinerary request of what they intend to do with the cup because there was a story about the NHL denying. So, like, one guy wanted to take it water skiing, and the NHL said no.
Because it might have gone under.
Going bottom of the lake, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. You know, and things like that. But, you know, players have taken it to their hometowns, and they've taken it to, you know, outings. They've taken it up mountains. I mean, there's so many stories.
I'm sure it's been to weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Funerals, all of them. Parades, another parade, sure. Well, that's a big deal, and, you know, good for everybody. I know this, I gotta be careful here.
Go on, say it. Just say it.
This is, I guess, a strange thought, but this is what the times have done to me.
Right.
Has there been, or do you think there will be any body who wants to yell, good for the white people, white man sport, because there's not, no,
who
hang
said
on,
that?
No, no, what? No, hang on a minute.
How did you get to that?
Here's how I got to it.
Okay.
Because it seems to me that everything that happens, there's somebody who can put a racist spin on it. Now let's be real here. Hockey does not have a huge black following.
Oh no, it does not. It's predominantly white.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not, you know.
Having said that, there was a photo on the front page of today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch of the fans celebrating the watch party at Busch Stadium last night, and they probably showed 100 fans, and there was quite a few.
Good.
It was a well-mixed environment.
There should be, because
there should be nothing black or white about it,
because basketball is predominantly black. Take a look at the people in the stands. they support it, even though most of the players, it's not a black or, it's a sport. And whoever plays and whoever's best, that's who plays.
Well, congratulations, Frank. You just made it a race issue.
No, I didn't make it a
before
race issue.
Before it was
issue.
Just a nice championship.
No, I did not.
You just made it a race issue.
No, I did not make it a race
Great.
Issue. My point is, it should never be a race issue. And I also believe, why do you think there aren't many black hockey players? I'll tell you exactly why it is. Because it's expensive to play hockey. Just like it's expensive to play golf. Now you can say, well, you know, you can play golf for nothing. You can go to public course. True. But it's still considered a sport for somebody who's at least of middle, upper middle income means. And I don't think a lot of inner city kids get a chance to play golf. I don't. And they don't get the chance to play hockey because that equipment, my kids didn't play it. Stuff's expensive.
Courtney D on the text line says, I'm black and I love hockey.
Good
Let's
for
go
her.
Blues.
Good for her.
There is a black guy on Twitter who talks. Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. And I'm not demeaning this in any way, but he speaks in like, you know, ghettoese. You know, he speaks in a slang.
In a
real sort of a hood kind of a way, you know.
Ebonics.
And exactly. But he's actually hilarious because he's talking about hockey and he's talking about how excited he is to watch this. But the phrases that he's using to describe what's going down, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's his own language.
To follow the guy. I actually got an argument with a guy one time I bought a car off of, and I don't know how we got in this conversation. I bought a car from my PI firm from the guy, and we got into an argument about what's more expensive sport for parents in today's St. Louis. And I insisted that it was hockey because of what the practice rink time cost, what the equipment cost, the travel, and everything.
That's
and
what I've always heard.
And he insisted to me that soccer was way more expensive.
I would disagree. I never had a kid play hockey.
Well, certainly it's not from an equipment standpoint, but he said from the amount of time that they require you to practice to the travel to the demands that these coaches have, that these players have to play 12 months year round and they don't want them to play any other sport at the elite level. He was trying to tell me that soccer was more expensive than hockey. And then I had an employee of mine whose daughter is an elite level soccer player, and they actually kept track of how much money it took to put her through a year of soccer. And they included everything, every gallon of gas they pumped in the car to take her to practice or to a travel game.
Okay, but the travel expenses
hotel,
you could say about anything.
Hotel,
baseball,
everything,
tennis,
right.
Soccer, that part of it is with any sport.
The two of them combined, this employee of mine and his wife, the two of them combined made right at about $100,000 a year in salary. They both had decent jobs. They said their daughter's soccer experience in one calendar year cost them $11,000.
Whoa. Well, my kid's not playing soccer.
That does not sound at all high to me.
Oh, well, his daughter went, you know, in private school,
hey,
tennis
Mark?
Profession,
no,
right?
No, stop it, because you know what you're talking about. My daughter didn't go to private school.
Oh, didn't she?
She went 1 year to private school because she had to, because no public school, you have to watch it when you do that stuff.
Sorry.
No public school would allow my daughter to take enough time off to play the high-level matches she had to play. She was forced to go to public school because private school, because if she in her freshman year had gone to public school, they would have expelled her. Because she would have been absent so much. So 1 year in a private school, and I hated it, and I didn't like it, because I don't like kids going to private school. It's my own personal preference. And the rest of the time, she studied with a tutor on her own so that she could travel and play. And okay. It was a teacher who was sanctioned by Mizzou. It was a high school course out of Mizzou. And it cost a fortune. But the end result was this. It all came back to us because she got a free ride anywhere she wanted to go to college. So all the money we spent on her for tennis, we would have spent if we'd sent her away to a decent college.
But there are a lot more elite-level soccer players than there are elite tennis players. And so I can understand how that expense was exorbitant, because tennis is a real elite sport in terms of the number of people. I mean, how many famous tennis players are there from St. Louis?
Jimmy Connors.
Okay. And he played in the 70s. Yeah,
I think that's
exactly.
It. From Belleville.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark is.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. There are a couple others, and the names don't come to me, but I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, what?
Mark is on the phone. He's from Boston.
Oh, boy. Oh, maybe he's an exception.
Maybe he's Sebastian's brother.
Maybe he's an exception.
No, I don't
or
think so.
Or maybe he's not there anymore because he agrees. Let's
I bet he's not going to be happy about us calling East Coast people rude. I bet he's not going to be happy.
Well,
about
but you know what? Here's the deal. Sometimes you need to know how other people see you or perceive you, because you don't. It's like Look, I know there are a lot of people who can't stand me, and I wouldn't know it unless they tell me, hey, I can't stand you or what I'm doing. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys this afternoon?
Terrific. What's up?
Good. You know, I wanted to call and congratulate you.
Okay.
Congratulate the city of St. Louis on their Stanley Cup win.
Listen to this guy. See, he's the exception. He's not one of those people in the crowd last night booing before they even got started and booing when they won.
I have to tell you, just like everywhere else, you know, 90-something percent of the fans are great, and there's always a few. And contrary to what people around the country think, I mean, we are very blessed in sports, blessed or very, very lucky, however you want to put it. But, you know, this is your first Stanley Cup, and to be perfectly frank with you, I mean, I've seen us win so much, I was happy for you. And I'm happy for your fans.
Wow. Can I tell you something, Mark? It would be great if my whole point was if everybody had that attitude. Wow. But I get it, especially in hockey. Hockey fans are probably, to me, more passionate than any other fans, and they just don't seem to be able to deal with it well. And I guess I get it, but it'd be better to me if more people had your attitude.
I specifically recall Pittsburgh winning the Stanley Cup in San Jose last year, and the San Jose fans clapping when they were hoisting the cup around the ice. So mm-hmm. That just hit me. When you're talking about the Bruins fans booing us last night.
Why not?
And that right there is the difference between...
Yeah, why not?
Geographically. But that's great of you to say that, Mark.
Mark, I appreciate the call. I really do.
Hey, thanks. And, you know, cherish all of these. You know, please don't think that we don't appreciate or cherish all the championships that we've been extremely, extremely fortunate, blessed, and unthinkably lucky to have won. Every single one is cherished. So please make the most of this, you know, and enjoy it.
Oh, don't worry. I think St. Louis is going to milk this and enjoy it as long as they can. I do.
Because, you know, the thing about a championship is you never, ever know if you'll ever see one of these again in your lifetime.
True.
So please enjoy, and congratulations to the city of St. Louis.
Thank you, Mark. How about that guy?
Well, you know, and he's got something to rest on, though, because the Red Sox just won the World Series last October, and the Patriots just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, they got plenty to be proud of.
They were trying to become the first city ever to win three in a row.
All the more reason they should be happy for somebody else winning. I mean, they've got six of these things.
Fans get selfish.
See, now we got calls. Let's see what's going on.
John?
Yeah, why not? Let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's up?
You know, you start talking about black people in hockey, and I remember back in the 80s during the prime of Saturday Night Live, Chris Rock did, back then it was Dave Letterman's Top 10. Well, Chris Rock, and you could probably look it up YouTube, but I'm sure it's on there, but he did a Top 10 reason why black people don't play hockey.
And if Chris Rock did it, it's probably hilarious.
It is. I can't remember all of them, but I remember one was don't like being chased around by white people with sticks. another one, just like you said, don't feel the need to dominate yet another sport.
Yeah.
But I think the number one reason why black people don't play hockey, it's cold out there.
Well, those all make sense. And if Chris Rock, I'm sure the way he did it was even funnier.
Yep, you get a chance, look it up. It's hilarious.
All right, John.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. The only reason I brought that thing up about, you know, the black community, I this morning, I spent a lot of time this morning online, and I'm trying to look for every tweet that I had related to this and how much coverage we got. By the way, there's something that really burned me up about local television last. I'll tell you what that is in a minute, too. But there were a couple of tweets about... Oh, great. I'm glad everybody's so excited in St. Louis that a bunch of white guys. And when I read it, I thought, I hope this is just one isolated. And that's the only reason I brought it up, because we don't need that. We don't need that. Now, let me tell you what really bothered me last night. Cam Jansen and Frank Cusimano were both on TV.
Yeah.
This is another case of, and maybe it's because I work here. I've been at the other stations where it's almost like they didn't want to acknowledge the station. How could it not have why was it not possible that when, and when Cam was on TV, they had under their radio talk, they didn't have 5 9, they had radio talk show hosts. They knew where he worked. And by the way, Cusimano, who has a relationship with Channel 5, they didn't even put it up when he was up there because, and I get that, he's a Channel 5, okay, they don't want to say that he's, but for goodness sakes, Cam Jansen is part of the station. Would it have killed anybody to just given us a little tiny bit of Cam Jansen, 590, the fan radio host? Nah, radio, local radio host.
That could have been something that the upper, that the higher ups forgot, or that could have just been something that the guy in charge of the graphics.
I don't think they forgot it at all. I think they deliberately downplayed it.
I sort of take the other side on this because KSDK clearly compensated Cam Jansen for going to Boston. I'm sure we didn't pay him to go there. And he was compensated by them, he was flown there by them. And so they have every right to just kind of, you know, not publicize anybody else, than him.
Okay, but personally,
other than their station with him.
Every station where I've ever been, if anybody at the station participated in anything on TV, I just always have wanted the station to get just a little bump. Just a little bump.
He could have, if you, Frank Cusimano does a show on the station.
I know.
He could have, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're looking for him to say. I mean, you're looking for
a logo? Not so much Frank, because Frank is a Channel 5 employee, right, too. And it's not his place to use Channel 5 to promote this place.
Right.
I don't know what I'm looking for. I just always wonder in a case like that.
Just the acknowledgement of him?
Yeah. Was there a way, or would there have been a way, we could have just gotten a little tiny plug in? Five to Cam Jansen, 590 the fan, host, and fine. Would that have hurt the segment?
I'll talk to Cam, and I'll ask him to wear that eye black like the football players wear and put like 590 the fan on the eye black.
Hey,
yeah. Have it tattooed on there.
Then
they have no choice.
We have someone on the phone that's a hockey fan.
Oh, we sure do. Wow.
He's probably in a bad mood.
Yeah. I thought about two people last night while I was watching it. Once it hit four, and I thought, this is it. I mean, they got it. And
yeah.
I thought, I would love to see what Johnny Landoff is doing right now. If I could have had a camera plan, Dan was the other guy. They were both probably about to explode. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge hockey fan, great supporter of the show, and a guy that owns a dealership where you really, really, really need to shop when you need a vehicle next time. Johnny Landoff.
We were actually texting each other last night.
Oh, Dan, don't tell that stuff to people who think St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, what happened?
Huh?
No, all they would think is it's two hardcore Blues guys texting back and forth, and I think that happened all over town. There were texts flying around last night and tweets.
We've always said, you know, you've been so lucky to have so many Blues alumni and even some of the current players. I mean, we got Pat Maroon as our spokesperson. Are you kidding me? And I got to give thanks to Big Jimmy Sappo. He actually talked me into it. You know, the first time he mentioned it, the second time, hey, let's put him in a truck. He's bought a truck, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, I had my buddy Kelly Chase in a vehicle for several years, and then he, even though he's still part of the Blues organization, he's not doing the broadcast. And I got Joey Vitale, another St. Louis born and bred hockey player, but we've been waiting for this moment. I mean, you know, and it's still unbelievable. I mean, when you get a sellout at the arena and there's nobody there, they're watching on TV. They could do that at home, but no. 25 minutes, they sell out 19,000. The ballpark. How about the Cardinals? How classy an organization. And so is the Blues organization. I mean, they're just unbelievable. And this is great. This is good for our town. This is great for, the players. From last place, January 3rd, to the Stanley Cup.
Does anybody know if there's ever been another case where a town, a city, had thousands and thousands of hockey fans watching it on the screen in a baseball stadium? Has that ever happened anywhere? I guess it might have.
If it has, few and far between.
So yeah, that cannot happen often in too many markets, in too many cities. It just.
Amy and I were watching on the Today Show, and they were showing, 25,000 people at Busch Stadium in the rain. They were watching the game, so it was pouring down rain, and no one was leaving.
No, it was great. It was great. I was very proud of this town and, of course, the team. Even though I'm a passive, last-minute jump in there along with a lot of other people in the 11th hour type fan, it's still, how could you just not feel good about all of it?
No, it's great. It's great. So, the game's going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to tell you that I wasn't nervous. You know, it was funny because Sunday, you know, I felt, man, we're going to win this. We're going to win it here at home. And I think that you see that these teams, they get more amped up at home and they don't play, you know, their real style of game. And let's face it, the first period was unbelievable, our goaltender. But, you know, that storm goes rolling through, right? We have DirecTV. The TV, the signal, the satellite went out. And Mimi Lalnuff is watching upstairs. She's watching Southern Charm. She's screaming at the TV because it happened last week, Wednesday. She goes, what's with these Wednesday night storms? This is crazy. Don't you know this is my favorite night for TV? So I'm listening to the hockey broadcast, you know, and Chris Kerber, a customer of Johnny Lalnuff Chevrolet. So then the TV finally comes back. And she's like, all right, get back downstairs where you belong and turn that radio off.
Now, who's your TV provider?
DirecTV.
Yeah, well, I got days. I thought of the same thing last because I have Dish, and I kept thinking, oh, no,
did
no.
It go on?
No, it didn't. Oh. And I kept thinking, oh, no, because it started raining. I thought, oh, please, this thing. But here's the deal. I also have an antenna in my house, and when that crap happens, I can switch over to antenna, and boom, there it is, NBC. So, John, you and Mimi both, for your favorite shows, you may want to just invest in a $50 antenna on the roof of the house because it works. And it's the alternative when, on those rare occasions, you know, the clouds block out the signal. But it has to really be thick for that to happen. And it wasn't, at least with me, quite bad enough last night to knock the picture out. Tim, what?
It did go out. Yeah. I was at Bobby's place last night in Valley Park, and it did go out. And I literally, within seconds, had the NHL app up on my phone.
That's the other way.
People were crowding around.
Yeah.
It went out probably for about a minute and a half of actual game time.
And that's the other beautiful thing about technology.
No goals were
scored. If you know what to do, mm-hmm. within 2 minutes, yeah. you can have it on your phone
mm-hmm.
or tablet or whatever. But it didn't last long, and anybody that lost the picture lost it just for a very, very, mm-hmm. Few seconds.
It was a couple minutes.
Was it?
Yeah.
And that's funny because we did not lose it.
Come on, I'll play this song. I don't think I've ever really heard this song before.
Good, that's good quality.
3 months ago.
That's broadcast quality.
Would you like me to play a better one?
No.
I've got it queued up and ready.
No, let him have his
No, it's it. Limey, it's his show. I just pay for this segment. But it's okay. Whatever Frank wants to do.
hey, John.
Hey, Danny. What's up, buddy?
You have a caller that has a question about buying two cars at once.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Yeah, his name's Tom.
Well, that's
bring that on.
Well, let's bring Tom. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to John Landoff.
Well, first of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Woo-hoo!
And LGBTQTL, all them other words. I can't even explain how happy I am we won the cup. But what I want to get at is, at the end of this month, my kids, right now my family's over in Ireland for my daughter graduating, blah, 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 this, that, and other. I didn't want to go, no big deal. When they come back, my daughter's 18, my son's 16, so I'm looking to buy two used cars around 9,000 or a little under that. Is there a way?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're, matter of fact, we started years ago holding on to just about every trade-in. We put them through our awesome service department, and we kind of carry 40 vehicles, if not 50, that we can sell under $10,000. So you want to come up here, you just ask for me, John Landoff Jr., or our unbelievable used car manager, Mark Thornton. So Mark goes on vacation Saturday. So if you're coming up tomorrow or Saturday, ask for me or Mark. If not, if it's next week, just make sure you ask for me. Okay?
Tom, you know to say your AM and the PM. You know that.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be the end of the month because they won't be back.
No, they won't have any cars by the end of the month. I'm kidding.
Well, we'll
I'm kidding.
Cars.
I'm
yeah,
kidding.
Well,
have, yeah.
They'll have
He's
plenty.
Such a,
he'll
such
have
a kidder, isn't he?
Training, I'm sure.
No, they'll have plenty. They'll take care of you.
And by the way, I just wanted to let you know, if Dan didn't tell you, they're stealing newspaper trucks.
They're what?
They're stealing newspaper trucks.
What does that mean?
Because of the headlines on the newspaper about the Blues winning the Cup. He said he went to a place, right? Tom, you tell him.
Yeah, I went to a Quick Trip on Outer Shell, and they were supposed to deliver a special edition at 2 o'clock, and the manager came out. There was a line of 10 of us, 12, 15, I don't know. She goes, oh, they stole the newspaper truck up the street, so we don't know when they're getting them.
Was he joking, or is that true?
No, she was for serious. She said the Post-Dispatch called her themselves.
Wow. Why? What would, so they could have all the
papers? Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the only thing we could think of was either, I don't know what they could do with it, or they didn't know it was a newspaper truck. It was just a truck that was running, and they jumped in and took off with it.
Wow, that's a bizarre. I didn't hear that story.
That's crazy.
That's a stranger.
That's crazy.
Tom, you know, tell me your AM to PM. You'll be well taken care of whenever you go in there. Okay?
All right, sir. All right, thank you. Right. Thanks, John, for your business.
Thank you. Look forward to meeting you, sir. Thank you very much.
Anybody else, feel free if you want to call and commit to buying a car from John Londolf. He'll take your call. I guarantee it.
That's kind of like being like Scott Sherman, answering legal questions. I'll answer your automotive questions, okay?
A little bit like that. We got a couple more minutes. Is there any final thoughts on any of this?
It's amazing. I mean, you couldn't have scripted. I'm going to tell you, again, we pulled off a Fox Sports Midwest. It was just, I've supported the Blues forever with Fox Sports, but I can tell you this much. It's just, tough to watch that bad hockey in November, December. And it just goes to show that you get the right coach and the right goaltender. That's it. That's what, two very key pieces. Goaltender being unbelievable. This kid's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And I'm sure they're going to hopefully sign Coach Berube to a contract. The guy's...
He's locked now. He's solid. He's not got to worry about anything.
And I hope sign our buddy Pat Maroon for a nice contract, because I tell you what, that big boy put the team on his shoulders, and there's a great picture of Pat on the airplane with the Stanley Cup, sitting in his lap, and then Ryan O'Reilly with the Conn Smythe Trophy, and
Pat Maroon's cousin is Ron Burgundy. You know that.
Oh my goodness!
See what I did there? Maroon and Burgundy. That's humor, buddy. That is humor.
But you're just a funny person.
Thank you.
It's a big weekend here at Johnny Londolf Chevrolet. We got some unbelievable deals. Make sure, AM and the PM crowd, please make sure you tell us that you're AM and the PM. If you call in, if you email, let us know. And and you will get absolutely the best treatment you've ever received, ever. And if you've been listening for a long time and you've already bought a vehicle from us, we need trade-ins. So, hey, come on, trade it in, get a new vehicle. And we'll make sure we find a good home for your vehicle that you bought from us years ago.
I think I get in there right away, folks, while John's in a really good mood. This would be a good time to go in.
I'm in a great mood.
I'm
in an unbelievable mood. You kidding me? I've been waiting for this, my whole life. I'm just so great for this town. We've always said, hockey people, that this town is one Stanley Cup victory away from going absolutely crazy, and you saw it. And I think that parade, I was actually at Charlie Gito's downtown for lunch today with Larry O'Toole and Mike Russo and my mayor, Mayor Lowry, Timmy Lowry, Tim Fagan, our police chief here in Florida. And they're wondering how many people are going to be at that parade on Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. So many.
Everyone's like, you going down? I'm like, I'm too old to go down. No, I'm not going down for a parade. I'm going to probably be here at the dealership working. I'll watch it on TV.
I think they should have a personal parade for Pat Maroon in Oakville down Telegraph.
If I had to pick a number, what number would you pick for the parade? Real quick, I'm going to go 400,000 people.
Oh, I'll just say maybe 100,000.
Oh, no. You're talking two Busch stadiums. I think it'd be more than
No, it's going to be 250,000 to 300,000.
Yeah, because 100, that's just filling Busch Stadium twice. I think it's going to draw more than two ball games would draw. I say three at least, maybe four.
The Blues pull from all over, not just, you know, St. Louis city and county, but to see everybody wearing their Blues jerseys and the Blues caps and the Blues t-shirts. And you know, Mimi Lanoff, God bless her, she went out, I got some Blues socks. She went and bought me some Blues Blues socks. You know that jersey that they had when Wayne Gretzky came to the team? That was only, I think, one year they had that jersey. Apparently they just might bring that back for a couple special games next year, but
The one thing people need to remember, too, in addition to just the thrill of winning, is how many businesses benefit from this. You just mentioned the apparel. People make that. It employs people. They're going to work overtime now. And all the food and drink establishments, and it's not over. They'll benefit Saturday, too. So a lot of people reap the benefits of this.
You got it, Frank. You're the best.
No, I'm not the best. It's just a fact.
Do you have a Blues jersey yet?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Might have to do something about that.
I don't have a Cardinals jersey. I did have a Rams sweatshirt when they were Super Bowl winners.
There you go. Well, listen, give us a call. You great AM and the PM listeners, you're unbelievable. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. LawnDuff.com, 24/7, 365. LONDOFF.com. All 600-plus vehicles are priced online and ready for a great, great, great weekend.
I do have a blue sweatshirt, but it's too hot for that. I'm like a real sweatshirt.
It's just a little too warm
for that. That doesn't count. All right, John, they're on the way. Thank you.
All right, Frank. Good talking to everybody. Thanks. You bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. You'll be fired up for a while.
The Stanley Cup is allowed to travel with the winning team for 100 days, and each player gets one day with it.
Wow.
That's how it's supposed to be. So they got to plan all that out.
I was going to say, you know, right now, each one's going, okay, what am I going to do with my day? Yeah. What will I do with
what's
my day?
Where
will I go? Because I've only got 24 hours. Where can I go and come back?
You almost have to have a travel agent for it. Okay, Alex, we're going to let you take it to Sweden. And then, you know, Ivan, you can take it to Russia. And then, Vladdy, you can take it over this part of Russia. And then it's going to swing back through. You know,
take it home and let everybody come to your house. You will see it? Come over here.
Well, Phil Pritchard is the guy that's the keeper of the cup.
Ooh.
And they have to coordinate everything through him. Actually, Scott Sherman told me about Phil Pritchard, and Scott's a big Red Wings fan, but he's very happy about the Blues winning.
Well, he better say that.
But this guy's the keeper of the cup, and they think that the story is that maybe that he's the keeper and goes along with the cup because Mario Lemieux had the cup one time after Pittsburgh won it, and it sunk to the bottom of a pool. And they had to go get it.
It sank to the bottom.
Reading its Wikipedia page, there's players that have had their children baptized in it.
Yeah.
And dogs eaten out of it and everything.
I read at one time an article, all the odd things that have been there. We'll have to pull that up again maybe and look at it one time. All right, we're running a little tight, but we'll get it all in. Scott Sherman is here. And he'll be here next hour. If you have any legal questions, he's your guy. He's an attorney, and he's helped a lot of people. He's here to help you. So keep that in mind. And when we give the numbers, folks, after the news, you need to jump in and call right away if you want to talk with Scott Sherman. Thompson Price, I will have breakfast with him tomorrow morning, and then we're going to go out and take a look at how the new showroom's coming along out in Chesterfield Valley. Because they are in the middle, and this is not a two-week, three-week deal. This is taken 3 or 4 months to build this new showroom that's a whole new concept in kitchen and bath design. And the whole point is this, to make it easy for anybody to put together their dream kitchen or bathroom, whether it's you and a decorator or a designer or a contractor or you're any one of those or it's just you. Everybody will be able to have everything they need right there at Thompson Price Kitchen Baths, soon to be later in the summer in Chesterfield Valley. For now, they're in De Pere, and I would go there now. Don't put off your plans for kitchen and bath because I'll be paying him tomorrow for my three new toilets. Woohoo! One of them has tornado flush. That's right. Unbelievable. I'm looking forward to it. I bought those. There's plenty of stuff still in that showroom that you can buy and save a lot of money on it. So get to De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Can't miss it. On the left, next to McAllister's Deli, as you're headed east, Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com if you want to know more. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Phil Hewlett. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is out as White House press secretary. President Trump tweeted that Sanders is a very special person with extraordinary talents, and he hopes she runs for governor of Arkansas. She would be fantastic. No word yet on a replacement, but according to Trump's tweet, Sanders will leave at the end of the month to go back to the great state of Arkansas. California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter's wife is pleading guilty to charges stemming from a federal indictment last year, accusing the couple of misusing at least a quarter million